As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, pilgrims. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, April the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. We're in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Again, that's 866-841-1065. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Oh, yes, bvlhost@centurytel.net. That side of my computer just kind of tips over deeper and deeper and deeper. So many emails lately. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That, again, is P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 100.1 FM Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16 and TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals holding gains amid profit-taking. Equities, the oil and crude oil and dollars and all that. They go up a little bit. We'll talk about that in a moment. Back to basics. We'll continue this idea, this thread, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation, packing Uncle Sam's trunk, visualizing greater freedom, less tyranny ahead. Well, we'll go into all of that as well. Let's take your calls as they come in. Also, let's go back into our market report for this morning. As we like to do, tracking these various and sundry key indicators, the indices. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, found gold trading off $2.30, and yet at $1,456.80, staying firmly above that 1450 mark, so very important. If we can hold that for a few more days, things will be looking really good at $1,500 gold in the near term. Silver this morning off 13 cents, yet still trades above $39 at $39.38 a troy ounce. Platinum off 14 bucks. At $1,777 an ounce, and palladium off 10 bucks at $7.74. And all of those are the spot market prices. The lows and the highs in the spot market this morning for gold, $1,452.10 for a low, $1,463.70 for a high, an $11 spread in there, all above the 1450 mark. And that's good news for the bulls in the gold market. The London Gold Fix this morning, AM Gold Fixers. This is your London Bullion Market Association. You might want to jump up on their website, lbma.org, and find out more about them. They set the price at $1,456.50. And at the opening bell for me, we were 30 cents above that. So they pretty well fixed the price. We'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day, however. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they dropped 7.27 metric tons. We'll talk more about that right after this.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Back into our market report for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, once again, we found gold trading off $2.30 an ounce at $1,456.80, $1,456.80. Pretty good number for the gold this morning. Silver off 13 cents at $39.38 an ounce. Can you imagine, folks? We're within spitting distance of a $40 silver price. Wow. Yeah, that's your dollar going into the toilet. You can just pull the handle. Platinum off 14 bucks at $1,777 an ounce, and palladium off 10 bucks at $774. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the London gold fix this morning is at $1,456.50, and we're right on top of that in the spot market as of airtime. The SPDR gold shares overnight, this is your World Gold Council. You can find out more about it at spdrgold.com, I believe it is, or maybe it's spdrgoldshares.com, something like that. This is your Rothschilds, the State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital, etc. But they have the GLD on the in the exchange-traded funds for gold and the SLV for silver. But overnight, they pair off 7.27 metric tons. Now, they have been flat virtually for weeks. Had a little bump up there yesterday, getting everybody excited coming into the market as a buyer. They turned around overnight and sold. And yet, still, the price of gold is holding and holding well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 33 at 12,427, all across the board in the green. Green in Asia, green in Europe as well. Only one or two of the exchanges showed anything negative there. But the Dow Jones closed up 33 at 12,427. Where's that 6,500 Dow somewhere forecasting? The NASDAQ closed up 9 at 2780. The S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1,336. Crude oil this morning continuing its drive higher, up 29 cents at $109.12 a barrel for light sweet crude, delivered as it is here in the U.S. at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index, if you want to find out more about that and understand what this trade-weighted basket of currencies is and go back to Bretton Woods and build it up and come from that, you can go to theice.com, theice.com. That's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s trading site. Anyway, it bumps up this morning 13 basis points at 75.68. The foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie up 4 basis points at $1.04 U.S. The Mexican peso, again, bumps up 9 basis points. The exchange rate there is at 9 cents, but it's you have to round up to get it. But again, this is the second or the third day now in the past week that we've seen 9 cents in the Mexican peso. It's been at 8 cents for so long. Well, it's been at 8 cents for the last couple, 3 years. The euro this morning off 49 basis points at $1.43. The British pound off 20 at $1.63. And the Swiss franc exchanges against the U.S. dollar down 7 basis points at $1.09. So the foreign exchange rates are important when you go out and do business, you know, around the world, or if you're traveling or something like that and you want to get currencies, exchange your U.S. dollars or whatever currency you happen to operate under. You want to exchange it for someone else's. These moves reflect your purchasing power in other currencies, all right, which is important. Bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year, these are the U.S. Treasuries, the two-year bond is yielding 0.81%, continuing this trend upward, been on that tear for some time. The benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield is at 3.55% this morning, which, of course, impacts the mortgages. The 30-year is at 4.61%. In the mortgage market, the fixed rate 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.14% last month to 4.09% this month. The 30-year moves up a little bit from 4.87 to 4.89 this morning. Your prime rate is at 3.25%, and your gold to silver ratio stands this morning at 36.99 ounces of silver. Will get you 1 ounce of gold in the economic calendar. Easy for you to say. In the economic calendar off the Bloomberg website this morning, we find a bunch of action happening on Thursdays as always. Yesterday, the petroleum status report came out. We'll give you that. That came out while we were on air. This morning, the jobless claims are out. The natural gas report will be out during the broadcast later today. Consumer credit will come out. The Fed balance sheet will be out. Money supply will be out later in the afternoon tomorrow. Wholesale trade will be out, so we'll close out the week rather slow. But jobless claims and the petroleum status report are on our deck, so let's go right there. The EIA petroleum status report. Commercial oil inventories, now listen carefully, rose for the ninth time in the last 10 weeks. What are they saying? All right, they're growing their inventory. They have more and more and more oil on hand. Crude oil, etc. Commercial oil inventories rising for the ninth time in the last 10 weeks. It's just about all of the time we've been in Libya, right? Up 2 million barrels in the April 1st week and still showing no evidence of Libyan-related problems. All right? So when did we start seeing this big jump? Well, Brent crude started going up in Europe when Libya started to be a bit of a trouble on the geopolitical landscape. And all of a sudden now we've seen U.S. crude going up as well. Of course, with Japan, you know, that was a reduction there in refining capacity. It was a reduction in use, et cetera. So, you know, we should not be seeing this increase in the crude oil in the U.S., but we are. So you might think that this is one way that British Petroleum and some of the other the big players are paying back the costs of the Gulf oil spill and other things like that. Imports, the article continues here, the report continues, imports have been steady at 9 million barrels per day in the latest week, all right? So we haven't seen any decline in importing. We haven't seen any trouble whatsoever coming out of this Libyan thing. And so why then are the gasoline prices going up and up and up and up, other than the fact that they've got us over this petrol barrel and they're coming right up our stovepipes? Gasoline inventories, they say here, slipped 0.3 million barrels for the seventh straight week. Gasoline inventories. So even though they've got gobs in a bunch, a buildup of crude oil, they're still not refining. The refining output is down. All right. And why is that? Well, despite a slight rise in gasoline production and a drop in demand. It's the drop in demand that's important. Gasoline demand at minus 1.2% year on year is the weakest it's been in 6 months, in what is solid evidence that high pump prices are changing driving habits. Now, that's one of the things they want to do. They want to drive you out of your car, all right? And they can do that by jacking up the price of gasoline. They're trying to get you to buy in on these, get the public to buy in on these Volts and Leafs and all these other plug-in type automobiles, all right? The people aren't going for it, and they're smarter than that, but this is what's happening. The market is trying to get you to go there. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so as a result of this headline oil bill, the oil fell here about 50 cents to $108.50 a barrel in its initial reactions to this report coming out. And this EIA, they say here, is the Energy Information Administration, more of that Administrative Procedures Act stuff. Jobless claims this morning, things aren't looking too good there either. Jobless filings, however, are moving lower one step at a time, with initial claims at 382,000 in the April week versus 392,000 in the prior week, which was revised from 388,000. So last week they said, oh boy, look at this. We came in and beat the street, baby. We got 388,000. We're on the mend. Well, this week they're coming in with 382,000. We'll have to wait until next week to see what they revise it upward to be. But anyway, they continue here, and they say the four-week average of 389,500 is down more than 5,000 from a month ago. Continuing claims edged lower in the March 26 week to a four-week average of 3.746 million initial jobless claims. Can you imagine? 3.746 million. Well, if they're all at home, maybe they're listening this morning. Maybe we can get them to become vocal local and join us right here on air. Oh, my, 3.746 million people signing up for unemployment. Anyway, continuing, unadjusted data shows 8.52 million people claiming benefits during the March 19th week, down nearly 250,000 from the prior week. I mean, what an army, a 9 million man and woman army of workers out of work. Claims trends point to labor demand as business gears up to meet orders. We've been talking about that. Yeah, they're filling up their, you know, warehouses, the box stores with boxes of stuff. But you got to have buyers, baby. You got to have buyers. And with 9 million people claiming unemployment benefits, and that's just a tip of the iceberg, and there's everybody else. With that many people on unemployment, you ain't going to expect a lot of people to be out touring around in the jalopy or going to the box store or Macy's, all right? That's just the way that is. Let's go over here and pick this one up. World Silver Survey, investment industrial demand surge in 2010, boosting prices. This off of Kitco, Alan Socorro writing. The sharp jump in silver prices during 2010 was the result of big increases in both investment and industrial fabrication demand, all right? So you get all these little tippy-tappies. And inside of these little tippy-tappies, there's all kinds of silver. And then there's the solar panels and all the rest of that, you know, and the Don Quixote's windmills, and they're going to demand. They got a lot of demand for silver out there. According to the World Silver Survey, 2011, released by the Silver Institute on Thursday, global silver investment rose by 40% last year to 279.3 million troy ounces. Ain't no small change, said the report, for which data was compiled by the consultancy GFMS. This resulted in a net flow into silver of $5.6 billion, almost double the amount from 2009. Meanwhile, total fabrication demand rose 12.8% to a 10-year high of 878.8 million ounces in 2010, led by industrial uses, said the report. Now, problem is, with all those ounces of silver, 878.8 million ounces used in fabrication, once those tippy-tappies wear out, they get dumped in a garbage can someplace and they go off to a landfill, and recovering that silver is going to be a real challenge, all right? So we're taking a lot of silver, which could be in circulation, and putting it into manufacturing. But, of course, silver has been both a monetary and an industrial metal for centuries. The strength of these two areas of demand is clearly illustrated in their ability to brush aside a quite marked increase in supply. All right, there's quite a bit of silver out there, but there have been mixed reports on this area. You know, I've heard some people talking about, wow, I'm telling you, silver's getting scarce. You know, it's getting hard to find. One of our listeners sent me a little vial that included some silver and some other things in it. Very interesting. But it's out there, but you got to go get it. You know, you don't open up the Penny's catalog and order silver. I mean, you've got to go to the ground and find it. Anyway, continuing, in the silver survey, GFMS described itself as positive on the outlook for silver prices, but cautiously so. The consultancy said the economic backdrop for investment remains supportive since monetary policy is unlikely to be tightened that much in 2011. And inflation and foreign debt concerns will grow. This will encourage investment demand for silver and gold alike, and ongoing gains in industrial demand should be solid. So watch that silver price. That silver is likely to continue to go up, as will gold. This is the AM Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX gold firmer as traders digesting the European Central Bank rate hike. That's in the news this morning, the ECB rate hike. We may not cover it, but it's in there. COMEX gold futures are trading slightly higher on Thursday morning in the immediate aftermath of the European Central Bank's 0.25% hike in their interest rate. Now, this would be like if the Fed popped the interest rate up from its flat 0.25% to something higher. The European Central Bank move was widely expected by the marketplace, so it didn't take anyone by surprise. The move by the European Central Bank does bolster notions that the world's central banks may finally be waking up to smell the coffee, close quote, regarding inflationary price pressures. COMEX June gold last traded up $1.60 an ounce at $1,460.10, and spot gold last traded up 40 cents at $1,460. So whether you're in the precious metals market or not, whether you follow any of these indicators beyond what you hear here on Become Vocal Local in your own life, just realize the reason I'm doing this is so that I can keep my pulse, or my finger on the pulse, at least ostensibly, of what's going down globally in the monetary market. And these are some of the more reliable indicators I have available to me. Crude oil prices are trading near steady Thursday morning. Crude oil prices are hovering at a two-year high at close to $109 a barrel. There are also inflationary implications with crude oil prices near $110 a barrel, and with other raw commodities, market prices also at near record or multi-year highs. Importantly, traders will also continue to look to the crude oil futures market as a gauge of the present world geopolitical tensions, especially in the volatile Middle East. But again, just remember that when we're looking at these various indicators, we are not so much that cotton is so high or that coffee is so high or cocoa is so high, chocolate is so high. It's not that. It's that the value, the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve notes and all of these various and sundry specious fiat currencies are going down, down, down. They all depends upon confidence. It's a confidence game. It's a con game. And as people lose their confidence in these central bankers, the international bankster gangsters, they're having a real trouble, all right? They can't keep people inside their system. IBM seeks to make cloud computing more palatable to businesses. Heard a little bit about cloud computing. Certainly Doug Owens and Lee Rogers and Michael Vail and Mike Chamber know all about that, and they can tell you insides and out. Here's an article by Aaron Riccadella and Katie Hoffman, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday morning. International Business Machines Corporation. Okay, everybody know what that is? IBM. All right, here we go. Angling to reap more than 5% of its revenue from cloud computing. You know, at one time it was kind of like a conspiracy theory of cloud computing, right? Well, by 2015, it's introducing new ways for customers to run business software inside its data centers. Pay attention, things are changing. We'll be right back.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Back into this discussion, we're going to find out a little bit more about this cloud computing and how this is going to impact, internet usage in the days coming ahead. IBM will begin selling the computing service called Smart Cloud. God, word. It's going to come just like community one of these days. I'm going to puke every time I see it used. Anyway, Smart Cloud. Capital S, capital C. Smart Cloud. Pushed together, one word. Coining a new term here. IBM will begin selling the computing service called Smart Cloud. Smart meters, smart this, smart that. It's all smarts to me. Today, to help large companies save money on equipment and software by letting them store data on IBM servers and access it over the internet. So I guess IBM, of course, if you all remember, 2001, A Space Odyssey, HAL, the big computer there, that's just an advance. You move the H up to I and the A up to B and the L up to M and you get IBM. And so people picked up on that back after the movie was released. HAL and Space Odyssey 2001 is IBM. And continuing here, letting them store data on IBM servers and access it over the internet. Lockheed Martin Corporation, Macy's Incorporated, ING Group, NV, and Kaiser Permanent are among companies that use IBM's cloud computing technology and may be the target customers for Smart Cloud, the company said. Smart Cloud software, now this is important, offers companies ways to analyze data, plan orders and deliveries, and manage sales. So they're doing Smart Cloud, They're providing access to their servers, but they're in behind the scenes here with software, and I wouldn't imagine they're handing that out on CDs for free. The initiative is part of a push by IBM, the world's largest computer services company, to post $7 billion in cloud-related sales in 2015, a goal laid out by Chief Financial Officer Mark Loughride. Loughride. Wonder if that's like Lochner. Lochner. Maybe he goes to the same synagogue. Officer Mark Loughridge on March the 8th. Total revenue may reach $123 billion that year, the average of analyst estimates compiled by Bloomberg. It's a gargantuan number, close quote. Brian Marshall, an analyst at Gleacher and Company. Remember how I say with these articles off Bloomberg? I don't know how much they have to pay to get their names put in here and provide hot links, but it's amazing how all of the hot links and all of the experts say always point to somebody who's in the business, got his hand out, you know. Hey, grease my palm, baby. Grease my palm, baby. It's the mob, right? And it ain't that mob. It's the Kosher Nostra. It's a gargantuan number. Brian Marshall, an analyst at Gleacher and Company in San Francisco, said of the $7 billion goal, while IBM hasn't laid out its cloud plans as comprehensively as Wall Street would like, this push will help it sell hardware and software, he said. It will give them a double dip. Now, one time double dipping wasn't considered a good thing, but I guess he's talking about ice cream here, baby. Marshall rates the shares neutral and doesn't own any. IBM rose 5 cents, who cares? IBM is distinguishing its approach from rivals, including Amazon.com, Microsoft Corporation, and Google Inc., which sell cloud services to independent software developers and larger companies based on the amount of time they use the services and how much data they consume. By contrast, Smart Cloud is designed to run parts of very large companies' key business applications, emphasizing security and reliability. Watch that. Very large companies' key business applications. You start throwing all this stuff into the same cloud, I hope you're ready for a rainstorm or a lightning event. Anyway, IBM's cloud will let customers tailor data security, regulatory compliance, and backup features on their needs. So while everybody else is snooping and pooping on your emails and what you're doing and what porn sites you visit, it looks like IBM is building a vault for their customers. Yeah, rather interesting. There's a lot of concerns and anxieties the larger business that have that startups and three-man companies aren't concerned about, said Mills, who manages systems and software at IBM. It's not a one-size-fits-all world. That's right. Some people understand which plane of existence they're living in, and some people don't. For all the startup companies that are out there living in this state, they don't understand that others are operating in the state. IBM has a history of making emerging technologies safe for skeptical chief information officers. Those are the CIOs, right? It made personal computers acceptable for companies in the early 80s, then ratified parallel processing, which breaks down calculations into small chunks handled by hundreds of chips, with its chess-playing Deep Blue supercomputer in the 1990s. In 2000, IBM said it would invest $1 billion in the open-source Linux operating system to improve its capabilities and expand its use. IBM invested $1 billion in Linux. Wonder if you knew that. Chief Executive Officer Sam Palmisano. That's a good Italian boy there. Good morning, Sam. Chief Executive Officer Sam Palmisano has identified cloud computing as a key growth area along with data analysis, sales in emerging markets, and IBM's Smarter Planet initiative. Smart clouds, smarter planets. Wow. Together, they can contribute about $20 billion in revenue growth by 2015, Loughridge said. The company's forecast includes cloud computing, online software for tasks such as collaboration, data analysis, sales lead management, and supply chain management. IBM said in a statement it also includes hardware sales to companies building private clouds. Well, if they're up into Linux, at least they're moving away from all of the nightmare of Windows operating systems and this porous system. Maybe they don't want to have Julian Assange in there messing around, data mining, and coming up with all kinds of other stuff. Let's jump over here and take a look at this other problem happening today. Going to cover too much news, I hope. We've been hearing about this and hearing about this and hearing about this, and the usurper had a conference call or a meeting, a summons to the White House last night. But after they had their seance, there's an article. James Rowley, in the event of a government shutdown, the National Institutes of Health won't admit new patients. Some taxpayers will wait longer for refunds, and any furloughed civil servants with federally issued BlackBerries must turn them off. I had a BlackBerry, I think I would probably seek medical attention. But anyway. Yeah, anyway. But this article is rather interesting. I'm going to share it with you for a couple of reasons. One of them is because as we're thinking about this idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk, let's send Uncle Sam packing. The Republicans are now in a deadlock with the Democrats and the president, if you want to call him that, trying to find places to cut the budget here and cut the budget there, woefully small cuts at a time when we're trillions in debt. Nevertheless, if we're going to be wise physicians, if we actually, from ignorance or arrogance or otherwise, anticipate that we would be able to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government here among our several states, if we were so audacious to even believe that we could be the replacement set, unlike in Egypt or in Libya or in Tunisia or any of the other places in the near and the Middle East and Yemen and Oman and Bahrain and every place else, unlike there, where things seem to be falling to hell in a handbasket and right into the hands of the CIA puppet ready to go, we need to have not only a better plan, like Plan B, but we need to have that better plan not only well in mind, but we need to have our replacement set in hand, ready to go. Government, as they say, abhors a vacuum. And so, lest we have, proposals here that are going to create greater problems than what we're trying to cure, we need to think through this stuff. And this article brings out just some of what would happen if we said, okay, now we've gained a majority. We now have control of the Republican Party. We now have control of the Democratic Party. We're now in convention assembled. We move them and merge the two together. The vote passes. Now we're right back to Thomas Jefferson's Democratic Republican Party. And now we're in the process of getting ready to start Operation Clean Sweep, where we go up into the attic with our sturdy brooms and start sweeping down through the executive orders and go all the way for the county government and the municipal and the town government, just keep sweeping it all the way down to the bottom, pile it in a big heap and burn it. Operation Clean Sweep. The idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk, had a good suggestion from one of our listeners in the email basket overnight. She simply suggested, why don't we just take all of the puppeteer's strings and put them in Uncle Sam's trunk? And I thought that was very clever and a good idea. You got to get all the wire pullers. You got to get all the strings off the government, all of these bonds and stocks, and get them off the government's back so that the government can function as the founders originally intended. We need to open up and refresh that old government that we have, that one that's surrounded by brass and kept under glass in the mausoleum of all things Americana, and kick the fraudsters out. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S.
please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So as I've shared again in the past several times, you know, I'm quite a fan and follower of several other broadcasts on other networks that I listen to on a regular basis. One of them is Alfred Addisk. Had a wonderful guest last night, and I just want to simply say something kind of in very the most brief way that Al covered last night. But if we can understand that when we went under the emergency procedures, you know, the Emergency Act, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we went into that before, where he wanted powers as great as if we were at war. Emergency War Powers Act. We had the same sort of a thing under Lincoln. They created a different, a new kind of a government. There's two governments operating, at least. But at least two, all right? One of them is that old, you know, Constitution, all right? And that's just sitting there empty, and it's not being used. That one, according to, you know, the way that Al does, Alfred Addisk, it's addisk.blogspot.com, perhaps. I believe that's his URL. And you can find out more about it from Alfred Addisk, or just type his name into a browser, Alfred Addisk, and then type in Shyster, S-H-Y-S-T-E-R. He should come up. But he's been talking for months, you know, about this idea of the state versus this state. All right? The state versus this state. This state is the illusion, the negative image, the opposite in the mirror image. And then the state is where the flesh and blood creatures live up on the soil. And there is a difference. And the more I've learned from them and other teachers about this, the better my understanding of it is that what we have going on right now, this government shutdown, blah, 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 this is all operating in this state. This is part of what Operation Clean Sweep is going to need to get rid of. But if we can think of this idea, it's kind of a new political adult game of packing Uncle Sam's trunk. This article off Bloomberg this morning by James Rowley will give us some ideas that we can build on. you know, and we've been looking for callers to talk about this. We haven't been getting all that much. So let's just, you know, run it out a little bit further. A failure by Congress to extend, a failure by Congress to extend the government spending authority, which expires tomorrow. All right. This article was written on the 6th. Today is the 7th. It would expire today, if this article is correct. All right. A failure by Congress to extend the government's spending authority, which expires tomorrow, would force, now listen, the closure of national parks, monuments, and museums. Of course, there's still national parks, there's still the monuments, and there's still museums. All right. But it forces them to, so to speak, quote unquote, close. Why? Well, because the imposters in this state that stand there, you know, and they charge you a dollar and a half to see trees, for God's sakes, that belong to us, these would have to go bye-bye. All right, continuing. Federal agencies, as if they would be able to just, you know, string a chain across the highway and throw a lock down there and say, well, I'm sorry, the national park is closed. Or that the national monument is closed. The national museums are closed. Federal agencies such as the National Labor Relations Board that don't protect lives, property, or national security also would be shuttered. So these, as you know, we read about them and think about them, these are some of the things that, well, okay, that sounds good. Let's go ahead and put them in Uncle Sam's trunk, and once we get their doors closed, let's clean out the whole place and sell the building. Mm-hmm. As Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress seek agreement on a spending measure for the rest of 2011 fiscal year, the usurper's administration has warned of economic disruption from even a short shutdown. Of course, that was put in his ear, that little bug from the head of the Pilgrim Society, darling. That would be little Timmy Geithner. He gets his marching instructions, I guess, directly from the Queen. More than 800,000, quote-unquote, non-essential federal workers. I think there's a hell of a lot more than 800,000. But this is what they say. More than 800,000 non-essential. My God, if they're not essential, why don't we get rid of them? Out of a civilian workforce of 2.1 million. Understand why we're in trouble? Would be furloughed until new spending legislation was passed. Agencies have drafted, that's the key phrase there, agencies, Administrative Procedures Act, agencies, rulemakers. It's not law, it's rules, it's policy. Have drafted contingency plans for who would work and who wouldn't. Well, they haven't worked in a long time. Get rid of them. The prospect of a government, if you're not working for me, I don't know whether they're working for you either. The prospect of a government shutdown, however limited it may be, has placed pressure on the usurper's administration and congressional leaders to settle their dispute over $30 billion or more in cuts from the federal budget through September before a suspension. So I guess Barry the usurper and Ryan got around and stroked Boner and tried to figure out how they're going to be able to do this. And apparently, Boner thinks he has a plan. As of midnight tomorrow, all but essential federal services. What are the essential federal, lowercase f, federal services? Leaders of both parties are bracing for the blame that will be attached to their failures to resolve what the White House has described as minimal differences. People, here's a quote, are going to have to understand that a shutdown would have real effects on everyday Americans, close quote, the usurper said last night after a meeting with congressional leaders at the White House, where he expressed confidence that a shutdown could be averted. Well, the article continues, but we've got callers stacking up in the queue. Let's go live and go down to Australia and visit with our favorite wallaby. Are you there, Sean?
Hey, how you going there, Will?
I'm doing fine. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing very well. Now, I have to say, first and foremost, I was not aware of the IBM thing where you said, and I have to reiterate this for your listeners, that H-I-A-B-L-M, when it comes to hell, you know, I'm very sorry. I can't do that for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many of your listeners understand that, before H is I. Sorry. But after I, after H is I, after A is B, and after L is M, IBM. I have to reiterate that. How many of your listeners know that? Hell and IBM, right after each other, more or less.
Exactly. And I think it was that way by design too. You know, how the computer in, that ran that spaceship, you know, basically had it in his in its mind that it really that the astronauts were not an essential or even damaging to the mission, and the computer was ready to kill him, if my understand was right. They were going to shut off the life support and actually began killing some of the astronauts. So it's like the end game of allowing computers to get too big, too smart, and have too much control. And it took everything for Dave to do to be able to get in there and pull the right plugs on that computer.
Exactly. And if you take a look at Terminator 2, the movie Terminator 2, where it comes down to Skynet becoming self-aware, a lot of the Christian people were at one stage saying to me, okay, Sean, you know, there's never going to be a computer like that. There's no chance that a computer could become self-aware. But if you take a look at the computer that was actually playing a game against a game show over in the United States, it was actually finding knowledge from the internet and from like other certain databases that was it was just coming right out and giving answers that a human could not possibly think of in such a small time. I think it was that the show was, I don't remember the name. But this computer was actually coming out and then answering on this game show these certain answers that humans could not possibly know.
Well, I guess taking it to the next level, though, is the challenge. And Michael Vail had a really good guest, a panel of guests on his broadcast over the weekend, where the futurists, if you will, and the transhumanists and some of the science community were looking at it. Are we on the threshold of, we already have, let's say, beyond the ordinary computer, but computers that actually are starting to be able to think? I mean, what that computer for the game show was doing was answering questions, going in and finding information that's stored away, much like we do when we do a Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Web Ferret search. But the computer would probably have difficulty answering more subjective questions as opposed to objective responses. But stay right there. We're right on a break. Sean, I'll bring you back after the talk.
Okay.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in our second hour of the broadcast, the first hour opened with a little bit of news and started exploring once again this idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk. And we're looking at an article off the Bloomberg website and visiting with our caller from Australia, Sean. Back to you, Sean. Comments about this computing system, this cloud computing. I thought it was rather interesting that that IBM had invested so heavily in Linux. I was unaware of that.
Well, you know, they have to sort of take down Linux. What happens, Will, is we both know that whenever these alternative networks come out, like Oracle Broadcasting, or the alternative networks like the Orion Talk Radio Network, we both know that there has to be some form of infiltration. That's what they do. This comes down to the same thing when it comes to these computers and everything like that. It's just all infiltration. They infiltrate Oracle. You know, we've had a lot of people that come into the chat rooms. We have a lot of people that try to call in and just basically throw your show to the wayside. This is all about infiltration, if you ask me.
Well, if IBM got heavily invested in Linux, for instance, for the reasons that I posited, so that they could get away from all of the viruses and all of the troubles of Windows and sever a tie or a relationship with Bill Gates, operating with Linux, which is a little bit, well, I think it's a lot more secure, and offer the Linux operating platform to their users through their cloud computing system, they may very well have infiltrated at that point this open market kind of an idea of Linux with their major contributions. But at the same time, they may be looking at using that as a far more secure platform for like the old idea of the Internet too. But it's certainly for their clientele as they design software that operates inside of Linux. Does any of that make sense?
Well, you know, I think there's two sides to the infiltration. There's the side where they want to infiltrate Linux in the way where it helps them out big time because of the fact, like you said, there's no viruses, there's no spyware or anything like that. But there's also the other side of it as well. Linux is a very powerful system because it's operated by the open source community. It's open to anybody who wants to contribute to Linux. And they have to get rid of that. They have to get rid of the alternative networks. They have to get rid of the alternative operating systems. So IBM, in some ways, they will try and infiltrate it in a way where they don't have to be bothered by viruses. But they're also, I think, going to have a side to them where they want to infiltrate it in a way where they want to get rid of Linux because it is so open source. It's so open to the open community. It's just open to anybody.
So it may be like Cisco Systems coming into Skype, you know. They come into Skype with a big position, and then they might be able to alter the use of Skype such that they could restrict what is otherwise another one of these open platforms that really does make a broadcast like this possible. So, yeah, I can see both sides of those coins that you're laying out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the last thing I want to say before I go, Will, is you were talking about the national parks and how, you know, they're trying to close these national parks. You know, we've spoken about freedom of property and how these tyrants are trying to take property away in every way, shape, or form that they possibly can. Well, I hear the music there.
Yeah, just hold on right there. I'll bring you back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, April the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for the benefit of all those of our listeners, the AM and FM affiliates way on the top of the hour news and weather break. Visiting in the second hour here of today's two-hour broadcast with Sean calling in from Australia. Sean, we were talking about the closures that some of the, some of the things that the usurper was talking about, parks, et cetera. And again, we need to understand that these are like threats, almost veiled threats, but threats nonetheless, to try and stir up public emotion and angst against any ideas of shutting down the government. But as we go through this article and look at it and think about it from the standpoint of packing Uncle Sam's trunk and sending him packing, some of the things that they are saying here would be a benefit rather than a deficit. Go ahead. Oops, let's see. Let's try that again. Go ahead. There you go. I'm sorry. I had you on mute.
Oh, okay. I was just saying there, Will, that you and I have spoken behind the scenes about, you know, how the councils for our governments just basically go along and they say, all right, we're going to claim this land as ours. And at the same time, they're using sustainable development basically to try and take away our land as well. You know, we gain a unique relationship with the land that we farm or with the land that we basically plant our gardens in and so on and so forth. It just gets taken away from us through every way, shape or form these days. Absolutely. Now, one of the things I want to say is that... basically, you know, when we're talking about national parks and they're going to close the national parks, they don't really need to close them. It's already put away from these people that can't afford it. These people that, let's say for here in Australia, there's some national parks here where you have to pay $15 just to go and visit. Well, who in their right mind that doesn't have any have that much money is going to visit these national parks? They're not going to do so. They just don't have the cash.
Absolutely.
So,
and they're
already closed.
And there are really big reasons for that, too. Again, this is a severance of from man of that, let's say, the experience that we gain in storytelling and keeping cultures and tongues and tribes and creeds and traditions alive around the campfire. When people have to... When people cannot go out and fish, or they can't go and walk in the forest, or they can't climb a mountain, and all of that is locked off, and it becomes an amusement park. You know, it goes back to the song out of the 70s, where they're going to pave paradise and put up a parking lot and charge everybody $2.50 to see it, you know. They're paving paradise. They're making it impossible. They're making us think that we have to ask permission to access our land. And so... It's a conditioning thing, but it also destroys the culture of the people. But great comments, Sean. I've got another caller waiting on the line. I'd like to go to them. Closing thoughts?
No. Thank you for taking my call, Will. I just wanted to mention very quickly that the computer I was talking about earlier was named Watson, and the game show it was playing against was actually Jeopardy. So
Jeopardy.
Great show as always.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. All right. Let's go to our other caller calling in this morning. Your calls are welcome, folks. It's 866-841-1065. And let's go right there to the caller and say good morning. 614.
Hey, Will. How's it going? First I want to say I'm glad you decided to continue on. I'm one of those guys that usually listens to the podcast and never has a chance to listen live or call in. Thank you for that. Just a couple quick things. I think I'll disagree a little bit on the IBM infiltration. I think they're just looking to make money. You know, they've had an operating system before, an OS2, and they were, they just lost in the marketplace to Microsoft. And they see that a lot of businesses are going to Linux, and, you know, that's their core, income.
And I think you're right in that too. And I think it's a strategic move, you know, because it does build this firewall between their systems and Microsoft, and also with the opportunity for Linux to be more secure, they can offer that security to their customers.
Right. Absolutely. As far as attacking Uncle Sam's trunk, you mentioned soliciting caller comments for that before. You know, I think it's got to be kind of small scale and grown kind of organically, like just like what got us into the mess to begin with. So, you know, maybe instead of trying to shut down, you know, the teachers' union statewide like they're trying to do in Wisconsin and getting all the uproar, you know, maybe package it as a freedom move. You know, you find a local district or a county that, maybe they'd like to just get rid of the public school system and go to a private system. And, and market it that way. You know, freedom's good, and these folks want to do it this way, and then we'll find out that, either the homeschoolers or the people that will get together and come up with their own solutions for schooling, and then the private businesses that move in to provide more efficient and better education, you know, we'll find out it works, and then people won't be so scared to lose a government service, which is what it looks like, you know, when the governors attack, you know, a public service sector or what have you, or want to discontinue a government service, you know, people say, oh, we're losing service. They're not thinking of it as gaining freedom.
Yes, exactly.
I think there's a bit of it.
The idea of making certain, as wise physicians, that are the cures that we propose aren't worse than the disease, it has to be kind of a reverse gradualism to get people weaned off of these things. First, we need to raise public consciousness and awareness of these issues. And then, like in a free market, I think you're exactly right as to regards to local schools, put it back on the local area and let those that are bold enough and believe that they can step forward and where they have enough public support for the concept, go ahead and wean themselves off of the National Education Association, revamp their schools. And, you know, I mean, after all, we own our schools, but so we own our school buildings. Now what we need to do is own our curriculum, and we need to own our educators. So, you know, maybe they would want to revisit the idea of a sports program and back that off. But it needs to be done on a local level, which, again, reemphasizes the importance of the power of the local voting precincts and town hall meetings and held on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And it could even be an opt-out. You know, it might cost the state a little bit more in the short run while they're subsidizing the people who don't opt out. But I think it'd become clear very quickly that the people who do opt out are coming up with better solutions.
And one of the things that is involved in this is the opportunity to open dialogue. You know, if we have the opportunity in an open platform and with access to our local and perhaps even national media, if we have the opportunity to open a dialogue and begin to expose to the rest of the all of the people in this country, but the whole world, this false state that was created, this other plane of existence, this legal creature that overthrew this country, I think more and more people, as they understood it, and it's complex, but as more and more people understood it, they would long for the United States of America, the United States of America. They would desire to get rid of the United States and that whole charade, that fraud, and start to reconnect once again with what our founders' vision actually was. But any more comments, or are you good?
Well, I'll just say that, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. That, you know, people just have a mindset that the status quo is freedom instead of, you know, what we need to get back to freedom. I hear the music, but if you're looking for some good news and results, you know, I don't know if you talk to anybody
at
in the street.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We're getting some pretty good calls in this morning, and I'm certainly encourage yours at 866-841-1065. Trying to wrestle with this idea of shutting it down, folks. Can we send Uncle Sam packing? Do we send the people a message first? Can we do it wholesale? Do we follow the idea of Operation Clean Sweep and begin a gradual sweeping out from the attics all the way down into the basement and get all the garbage out? Can we open a dialogue and let the people of this country realize the magnitude of the fraud that has been brought upon us from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and go back even to Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln? Can we do that? Can we open that up? Dr. Angela Basham, I think she might still be doing time. She tried to open that dialogue here with a constitutional amendment to prohibit property taxes in the state of Missouri. Our caller mentioned the Free State Project. We got, you know, Dick Sim Cannon dies in jail. Erwin Schiff still in the can. Ed and Elaine Brown still in the can. Sherry Peel Jackson, she's out, I think, now, maybe. There's so many people that have given it all up for this effort. And yet, we're still working one here, one there, one here, one there. We're divided. We're a house divided, and a house divided cannot stand. A kingdom divided should surely fall. You know, that's just a little bit of Bible for us. Let's go back to this article here and continue, because it's going to open up some more of this concept, which is what I'm trying to focus on in this week. All right. People are going to have to understand, the article continues, that a shutdown would have real effects on everyday Americans. All right. This is a quote from the usurper's lips. But let's really put that, you know, under the microscope here. People are going to have to understand. So first of all, we start off with people. Now, that's right. We are people. We are men, and we are women, and we are sons and daughters. All right, we are people. But the people are not included in this discussion. All right, because when we're talking about the shutting down the quote-unquote government, we're not talking about the people. This is the illusion. This is that other plane of existence. This is your all-caps man, you know. This is your postal code. This is, you know, the Administrative Procedures Act. It's completely different. People are going to have to understand that a shutdown would have real effects. Again, this is not real. This is not real. It wouldn't have real effects. It's an illusion. And it's the illusion that we need to get rid of. You understand there's a difference between being flesh and blood with your feet on the soil and the illusion, the fraud. Fraudulent conversion. Fraudulent concealment. You know, they own it all by means, including you, by means of toxic currency. We had the authors on. Ronald P. McDonald, Robert Rowan. All right. There's an illusion going on here. There's a legal construct out there. There's a constitutional state. All right. It started with a legal description beginning at the southwest corner, okay, Missouri, beginning at a monument on such and such of a latitude at its intersection with such and such of a longitude, then north to the confluence of such and such river, then following the center line of such and such river northwesterly until the intersection of such and such of a latitude. And thence east along such and such of a latitude to the intersection with the confluence of the center of the stream of the Mississippi River. then south along said center line of the Mississippi River, all the way down to its intersection with a latitude at such and such described. Thence west along such latitude until it gets to such and such of a river. Then up the center line of that river until it gets to another latitude. Thence west on that latitude until it reaches the point of beginning. That is a legally definable boundary of a piece of ground, all right? It's flesh and blood man standing on the soil of the state of Missouri, as opposed to Missouri, which is a legal construct. One has a charter, one has a constitution. The other has a constitution, too, but it's a fraud. It exists in a legal land, the Adventures of Legal Land. You know, Mark whatever's name. I'll get Mark's last name in a minute. But the Mark, what is it? Oh, it's all right. The Adventures in Legal Land, his book. We've got lots of people out there that really have handles on these concepts, and yet they are one here, one there, one here, one there. We need to open the dialogue and bring these men and women together and let them paint the picture accurately for the rest of the people in this country and all of the several states. You know, it's not just having a free state project, a free state project. Look at, you know, Dixon Cannon, Irwin Schiff. These are free states. These are free men on the land, so to speak. And individually, a free state project would be a horror show because they have no protection against, you know, the United States. They don't have any protection against them. You could have embargoes, you could have boycotts, you could have sanctions. You could just crumple it down until everybody's ragged and begging, you know, for the arrest of all of these traitors that talked us into this swindle called the free state. Are you with me? We need to have all of the states understand that what we need to do collectively is to get rid of the charade, the fraud, and go back and return unto our Constitution. You know, an interesting point. You know, there's a difference between states and territories. And that's all more than I can explain to you. And someday, you know, you'll hear the stories by better speakers than I on it. But so back to this article. Elected officials, he says. Elected officials. These aren't elected officials. These are people, these are imposters. Including members of Congress and the president. The president. What is the president of? He's a president of a corporation. That's why this Kenyan can actually even do this. You know, it's legal, lawful, and orderly for him to do this. But it has nothing to do with our Constitution. It has to do with their Constitution. Again, elected officials, including members of Congress and the president, would get paid during a shutdown. You see, they got their bread and butter covered. That's what I talk about these established political parties. There's only a Republican Party and a Democratic Party. All the rest of it's just make you feel good. All right? These two parties are enshrined in law, the election laws of every state. And the election laws were written by the attorneys for these parties to make sure that their existence was, you know, set in stone. And that the election laws are set so that no one can really effectively compete against them. And it's held through the test of time. So continuing, elected officials, including members of Congress and the president, would get paid during a shutdown unless Congress changes the laws. What difference does it make what Congress does? It's an executive branch that runs the whole show. Barry the Usurper doesn't have to ask for permission to go someplace on the planet. He just goes there and he shows up. All right? Congress is out here sitting around with a small change. They're niggling and diming over, you know, $30 billion versus $60 billion. They got $617 billion in the opening throes of the military-industrial budget, military budget. You want to go after 1.3 or 1.5 or 10 trillion dollars? Go in and start making some real difference, and quit screwing around with the hem of the garment. Strip it naked, butt naked, and expose it to the world. Although troops and civilian employees, watch that one, who continue to work, would get paid for their service after government financing is restored, there's no guarantee that Congress would make furloughed workers whole. That's a legal term. But again, if we were able to pack Uncle Sam's trunk, would we be bound in any way, shape, or form to make whole people who are working in a fraudulent system, other than allowing them to file a class action suit against all those who profited from this fraudulent system? Maybe that would be going after Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, and all the members of the London Bullion Market Association and the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank and all of the rest of the cretins that are out there that have been farming us like a bunch of cattle. Continuing, he says, you should plan accordingly, he says. It says a sample letter to non-essential employees prepared by the House Administration Committee. It's a key phrase. We'll pick it up on that phrase right after this.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Again, I just point you to this article up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Government shutdown threatens 800,000 as the usurper seeks a solution. You can find it on their website this morning. And we're going through this step by step, looking at each of these various things that are being stated in here, because it gives us a window of understanding when we contemplate the idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk and sending him packing. All right. Some of the things that we would need to include in our Operation Clean Sweep if we were to do this wisely. The cost of, okay, the U.S. military's operations in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. That's the U.S. dot. I mean, they're all over the field here. They're giving you all the clues. And this is public notice, as Hal Anthony has brought to our attention. This is public notice. the U.S. military's operations in Afghanistan. That's not the United States of America's military. It's the U.S. That's that buckle the northern aggressors had on their, you know, that they wore on their uniforms during the war of northern aggression, North versus South. The U.S. military's operations in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya would continue. And notice how they're saying it. Libya, now they've added it. Now we've got three of them, baby. Would continue under the Feed and Forage Act. The Feed and Forage Act. And where do we come up with that? That's an 1861 law designed for the cavalry troop that was going through Dodge City and needed to get ammunition for its rifles and food for men and his horses. What was it about King George quartering his troops and eating out our substance that we found repugnant then, but they liked during the 1861 conflict here? And they needed to get ammunition for its rifles and food for its men and horses. Can you imagine them coming through and feeding and foraging out of your house, helping themselves to your ammunition and your rifles? John F. said, John F. Cooney, a former government budget official, it's a standing promise by Congress to fund any bill the troops run up. A standing promise to fund any bill that the troops run up to defend themselves, he said. Wow. Medicare, Social Security, Medicare and Social Security would continue to pay benefits to elderly Americans because they don't depend on year-to-year spending measures from Congress. You got to understand that whenever you reach your hand out for unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control come on. Those shekels are toxic. And they cost us plenty. They cost us plenty. I've got another article here. If we have time, we'll get to it about the medical profession. A little bit of disappointing news there. The Social Security Administration plans to continue sending checks during a shutdown. Notice that it's administration. Administrative Procedures Act. These are agencies. They don't operate under law. They operate under rules and policies. As long as there is money in the Medicare trust fund, what trust fund? Give us a break. Medicare beneficiaries would continue to receive checks, said an administration official who briefed reporters yesterday. The trust fund would only be depleted if there's a lengthy government shutdown, another threat, veiled or otherwise, veiled or openly stated. Here's another one. Talk about hubris. The Internal Revenue Service will continue sending refunds to taxpayers who file their returns electronically. As if the Internal Revenue Service here being included by inclusion was government. It's not government. Private company, for gosh sakes. Taxpayers who file by mail, well, if you do, so be it, may have to wait longer to get their money. Their money? Well, because Shulman says the IRS won't process their refunds during a shutdown. Why would the IRS, a private company, be impacted by a government shutdown? The IRS would also suspend tax audits. Damn, if there was a reason to shut down the federal government, suspending tax audits would be the prime one for me. The political drama in Washington has not disrupted the prevailing calm in financial markets. In other words, the financial markets today and through the week are letting you know it ain't going to happen. But if it did happen, if it was possible to pack Uncle Sam into his trunk and send him someplace more desirable, like the Davy Jones locker, if that were possible, these are some of the things that we would need to address. The financial market knows it ain't going to go that way. Maybe we could live for a while without government. Maybe we could continue to live for quite a while without government. Maybe we could live forever without this fraudulent government. Economic impact? The economic impact would depend on its duration and whether government workers are repaid. Government workers. If they're not losing their income or some of it is made up, then you have a situation where impacts are minor, relatively, said Joel Neroff, the president of Neroff Economic Advisors in Holland. He probably paid $200 to get his name in this article. There is no precedent for Congress reimbursing the hundreds of thousands of federal contractors or their employees who may be laid off during a shutdown. A government shutdown would be devastating to small businesses, their employees, and their communities, said Terry Williams. Everybody's getting out there. These are all the flag wavers. These are the ones that got the ribbons on the back of their suck UVs. It'll be difficult for such companies to pick up all that lost revenue. all that lost revenue that comes out of your pocket comes out of mine sometimes. Anyway, there's lots more to that story. So these are just some of the things that circulate around in my being that I like to share with you. When we think about, is it possible? Is it even desirable? Would it be possible for us to affect this Operation Clean Sweep? What would it take? What would go into Uncle Sam's trunk? How would we get it in there? And how would we be able to help the people that had been dependent, had grown up like a bunch of heroin addicts, people that had grown up their whole lives dependent on this stuff? How would we be able to help them wean themselves from this federal grants and aid monies and the states and all of the rest of it? You know, how would we be able to do that? Here's another one. I wanted to share this article with you. It has to do with the medical system, all right? And it's rather revealing. Let's see if we can bring this out of my space here and get that guy back up again and get that a little bigger. Ah, here we go. Comes the article. Yeah, it's taking its sweet time, but it's coming. This has to do with hospital errors occur 10 times more than reported, a study finds. All right? Hospital errors occur 10 times more than reported, a study finds. This is out of Bloomberg. Jeffrey Young writing. Now it's open. Hospitals and U.S. regulators fail to record at least 90% of patient injuries, infections, and other safety issues, a study found. Maybe all those people out there on Medicare and Medicaid and Part A and Part B and all the rest of that, maybe it would be to their benefit if we shut all this stuff down, hospitals and U.S. regulators. A review uncovered 354 so-called adverse events, such as pressure sores, bloodstream infections, and medication errors at three U.S. teaching hospitals. You want to know why your doctor's no good? This is what he's been taught. This is a system he was educated in, a system designed by the Federal Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, identified 35 cases at the same facilities, while the hospital's voluntary reporting programs only found 4. All right? They identify 35, but their reporting system only finds 4. An incomplete picture of how often patients are harmed undermines public and private efforts to improve the quality of medical services in the U.S. Hospitals that use such methods alone to measure their overall performance on patient safety may be seriously misjudging their actual performance. Reliance on such methods could produce misleading conclusions about safety in the U.S. healthcare system and could misdirect patient safety improvement efforts. Last night, George Gordon had an interesting discussion about all of the various statistics that have to do with cancer and diabetes, etc. And the longer the war on cancer and diabetes continues, the more and more and more people with cancer and diabetes pop up. Maybe if we wanted to cure cancer and diabetes and get rid of the medical profession entirely, they seem to be only making the situation worse, not helping it. They've never have truly come up with a cure. A 6-year study of hospital admissions in North Carolina published in November in the New England Journal of Medicine found almost 1 in 5 patients were injured by their care. Wow. Confidence scheme, huh? Let's go back to logic and think logically. Come, let us reason together. Started in yesterday just a little bit out of chapter 1, The Introduction to Logic, 4th edition, Irving M. Copey, published in 1972. Yes, 1972, printed in the United States by the Macmillan Company, one of my favorite publishers. What is the logic? What is logic? Logic is the study of the methods and the principles used to distinguish good from bad reasoning, or correct from incorrect reasoning. Covered that yesterday. Let's jump ahead a bit. Reasoning is a special kind of thinking. Reasoning is a special kind of thinking in which inference takes place, in which conclusions are drawn from premises. Be right back. Thank you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I suppose I'd certainly be remiss if I didn't take notice of this and interrupt our little discussion on logic for a moment by reporting that in Japan it looks like a tsunami warning issued after a new earthquake. This is out of BBC News Asia Pacific. A tsunami warning has been issued for the northeastern Japan after an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1 struck off the east coast of Honshu. However, there's been no detectable effect at the Daiichi nuclear power plant damaged in last month's quake and tsunami, nor at two other nuclear plants in the area, officials say. Japanese authorities have ordered an evacuation from the warning zone. Fukushima Daiichi workers were also evacuated. Tsunami was predicted to have a wave of 6 feet. That would be a pretty good wave. Thursday's quake was 78 miles north of Fukushima. Remember, Fukushima is a prefecture. It's like saying King County, Washington. It's like a county. All right, Daiichi is the town along the coast. Fukushima has its own capital named Fukushima, but it's like a county or a state. So we could say that another earthquake is north of this county. It was initially reported to have a magnitude of 7.4. but has now been revised downward, according to the USGS survey. Well, you can only imagine that this is going to continue following such a huge earthquake with the tectonic plates settling and moving around, just because you have one event doesn't mean that you're anywhere near the end of the event, and as everything in the crust needs to settle and get itself stabilized, we could see a continuation of these kind of stories for weeks, months, and even perhaps as much as a year, as the Earth does the things that the Earth does and has been doing for a very, very long time. Now back again to our discussion. All right, once again, introduction to logic, coming to some understanding. If, as I was growing up and going to school back in the North Star School District in Alaska, in the territory, and later under the state, if I had been, educated, if you will, in the trivium, where we were given grammar and logic and rhetoric, as opposed to the stuff that we were given, it wouldn't have been necessary. Perhaps it would have been much easier for me to take a course in college, perhaps an advanced course in logic. Wouldn't have been necessary for me to take it if I'd lived that way all along my life, but I wasn't. Wasn't homeschooled, I was publicly educated. But this idea of logic comes to play all the time. And if you're going to get a degree in law, you're going to have a little bit of logic. If you're going to get a degree in engineering or some of the other sciences, you need to have a little logic under your belt. We need to learn to think logically. But I think for everyone in America, we could take some time and look at logic a little bit more carefully, because we need to go through these articles, these news stories, and all the stuff that's coming on us and at us, like a freight train a-coming these days. We need to go through it carefully. Run your antennas all the way up of discernment, As Hal Anthony likes to say, learn to discern. Put that antenna all the way up. Separate out the nonsense from the truth, if you can, where you can and when you can. Continue, he says, it's still a kind of thinking, however, and therefore still part of the psychologist's subject matter. As psychologists examine the reasoning process, they find it to be extremely complex, highly emotional, consisting of awkward trial and error procedures, illuminated by sudden and sometimes apparently irrelevant flashes of insight. So here in this one little paragraph, they've inserted this poisonous pill, dragging psychology and emotion into a discussion of logic and reasoning. That is something that is done throughout the course, all across the board, in the late 60s, early 70s, and into the 80s in college courses. This is where it was all salted in. But let's continue. Continues, it says, but the logician is not in the least concerned with the dark ways by which the mind arrives at its conclusions during the actual process of reasoning. Of course, if we study a little bit more about creative evolution from Henry Bergson, we're going to find out some more about his take on this from about 70 or 80, almost 100 years in advance of the time this textbook was published. As a matter of fact, about 100 years exactly. So continuing, he is concerned only with the correctness of the completed process. His question is always, again, this is a logician, his question is always, does the conclusion reached follow from the premises used or assumed? You've heard about the people running off half-cocked, running off half-cocked, running off at the mouth or in the mind, half-cocked. Does the conclusion reached, or a conclusion presented in a news article, such as we've shared this morning, do the conclusions reached follow from the premises used or assumed? If the premises provide adequate grounds for accepting the conclusion, if asserting the premises to be true warrants asserting the conclusion to be true also, then the reasoning is correct. Otherwise, it is incorrect. And so whether you're a blogger, whether you're a talker, whether you're a presenter, whether you're the person that chairs the meetings at your local voting precinct group, a little bit of logic here is in order. We need to be careful about the conclusions that we reach from premises assumed and used. The distinction between correct and incorrect reasoning is the central problem with which logic deals. There's perhaps no greater barrier to me from writing than the study of logic and my ability to use it well. The last thing on earth I want to do is to go on record and publish a book that is flawed with logical fallacies from one end to the other. And there's a lot of books like that. I've got a few of them in my library. Books that have been heralded and held, you know, high for a long time. But they're a logical fallacy from stem to stern. Makes you wonder why people read them. The logician's methods and techniques have been developed primarily for the purpose of making this distinction clear. The logician is interested in all reasoning, regardless of its subject matter, but only from this special point of view. So it really matters little what your background is, as you become more familiar with the tools that the logician has provided. And again, go back and if you've got nothing else to go to, run back and get a copy of Aristotle's complete writings, if you can. And in that, you'll find not only is there a book on politics, but there's also his lengthy writings on logic. Many say that he not only founded it, but basically perfected it. Premises and conclusions. To clarify the explanation of logic offered in the preceding sections, it will help to set forth and discuss some of the special terms used by the logician in his work. And we may not have time for all of them. So we'll just start out with a couple of them. Inference is a process by which one proposition is reached and affirmed on the basis of one or more other propositions accepted as the starting point of the process. Where are you going to begin? Every survey has a point of beginning. Whether you're orienteering with map and compass, or whether we're stepping out into the political realm, whether we're starting to work and become vocal local right where we are in our local voting precincts, we've got to start someplace. An inference is a process by which one proposition is reached and affirmed on the basis of one or more other propositions accepted as a starting point of the process. Can you accept that 9/11 was an inside job? Can you accept that? If you can, then you can begin. You can infer from that point forward and step, step, step. Can you infer? Can you accept a premise that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, creating, taking this off of removing gold from circulation and all of his emergency war declarations, can you accept that that is a point of beginning? And from that point forward, we've gone further and further and further away from a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government into a deeper and deeper and deeper communistically, if not fascistically, Fabian socialist model. The logician, again, is not concerned with the process of inference, but with the propositions that are the initial and end points of that process and the relationships between them. We very carefully research our history. Very, very carefully. Go through with a fine-tooth comb. We don't want to succumb or allow ourselves to fall into the paralysis of analysis and make too much of a deal of that. But then we need to turn around and look the other direction. On the one hand, we've got the rearview mirrors, but we've also got the windscreen. Let's look out through that. And where are we going? I would hope that we could all agree that we're moving into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And then through the kinetic energy built up on our research, we find ourselves at the end of that diving board right now, falling forward into the future. Right out of time. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it?
and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.